It's time to talk cars with Brad Dungis. And good morning, young man. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Tom. Yeah, our string of great weather on Thursdays for Car Talk resumed again after one brief week of rain. We're back into the sunshine and having a great day out here on Highway 75. We've got some people in getting their oil changed this morning. I was in the service lounge on the Ford side talking to some folks this morning and moving around. It's a beautiful day and lots of sunshine, people out shopping and for cars and getting their services done, getting ready for winter. It's right around the corner.
Oh, boy, it is. It truly is, and it'll sneak up on you. We had our first taste of it, last week? Sooner or later, yep, it will be winter, and that vehicle of yours needs to be in fine operating order and leave nothing to chance.
It's time to check that battery, make sure your battery is running good. We can do an amperage test on that if you're in for your oil change. Check out the windshield wipers, the tires, brakes, all that is really important this time of year. So you definitely want to stay on top of your maintenance, rotate those tires, get the oil changed. It's also another thing that happens this time of year is it's the start of Toyotathon, Tom. Our end of year events are getting going. Toyotathon traditionally starts in the middle of November, but Toyota's pulled it ahead a little bit this year, and we're going to be going for the next couple months. But it started here just a few days ago, and we're off and running. So I've got some great incentives on new Toyotas, and our inventory just keeps getting better. But on some of the lines, they're selling just as fast as they get in here on Tacoma and Tundra in particular. They're selling just great. And RAV4 is another line that we don't have many on the ground, and they're coming in, they're selling. So let us know what you're after, and we can. We've got a bunch coming on the trucks in the next few weeks. We're starting to get 2021s on the ground and most of the lineups, and great incentives this time of year. And trying to finish the year really strong.
And, you know, like you said, you know, if it's not there on the lot, you'll track one down for them. I mean, you've been around long enough. The family business has been around long enough. You got a great network, and you can work a few things.
That's a great point, Tom, because it's so, you know, we can't stock every vehicle. I mean, that's just impossible and not practical. I think on F-150, there's something like 15 million different buildable variations on the truck. So you can't stock them all. Most of them are out there somewhere nationwide, and, of course, the best-selling ones are available regularly. We're going to have those in stock. But if there's something special we're looking for, or like what we've had with the Toyotas this summer, it's just really a matter of the plants were shut down for a while, and with their extremely efficient manufacturing system, when they shut down the plants, it just dried up the pipeline, and it's been lean for a while. We have got great inventory of Highlander and Camry even now, it's all getting better, and the incentives are good. So it's just a different kind of year, but we're going to finish it strong like we always do. There's great deals on our used cars, too, at this time. We've got certified vehicles on the lot, both Q-certified and the manufacturer certification programs. Check all that out online on our websites at DungisToyce.com. Lots of great information there about all the vehicles. And you can, of course, shop from the convenience of your home. There, you can go in there and do really the whole purchase process all the way through, credit, trade valuation, vehicle selection, and pricing. It's all there online, easy to do on your phone or tablet or PC. We'll deliver the vehicle to you. Whatever it takes to make it as simple and easy for you, save you time and money in your purchase.
Very, very good. And I tell you what, you just make it so easy. You make it, dare I say, simple.
Simple, yes. That's right. That's why we call it the simple price. And, keeping it simple is something that we like to do. I think that some people overcomplicate the car business. We don't have the disappearing deals and all the strange incentives you don't qualify for, that kind of stuff we just don't believe in. Tom, I do have a friend on the line here today with us. I've got Karen Wollman. Say hi, Karen.
everybody.
Hey, hi, Karen. Tom. How you doing?
Glad for having me.
Sure. Karen's with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra and a good friend of ours. We're proud to support them over the last few years and some of their stuff going on. And you guys have some concert stuff coming up, and I just thought it would be great to hear from you guys. I know, you know, it's been a different kind of year than we all expected with COVID-19, but Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra just keeps right on going, and of course it's been around a long time, and I know you've got a concert coming up this in a couple weeks. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, sure. This is our 63rd season, as a matter of fact, here in Bartlesville, and we're really excited. We've been in contact with a lot of the doctors here that have their finger on the uptick of cases in Oklahoma and Washington County. We've been discussing it with the community center and how we can move forward. It's been really a challenging time, and we're up for it. You know, we're just moving right along. A week from Saturday on the 14th, we are having our Bravo Beethoven. It's his 250th birthday.
Yeah,
that's exciting. I mean, he was only with us, well, around for only 57 years, and right. The times that he was around, from the late 1700s to the early 1800s, was a challenging time in the world as well, with revolution all around and things going on, and his music shows that. You know, he was not one to compromise. He was a revolutionary, even in his music.
Yeah,
and that's what's
powerful.
Happening now in our time as well. So he never conformed to the what was around in those days. It was very light music, and if you know Beethoven, it was a demanding kind of a music. It was loud. It was beautiful, and it goes with our time right now.
That's great, and you've got some special soloists, I think, will be here with the symphony.
Yes, we do. We have a pianist that will be with us, and he has his roots here in Tulsa. I didn't pull him up. I do apologize.
All right. That's fine. Roger Price, I think, and yeah, he's
Roger Price. I do apologize for that.
All right.
That's a big flub. But he will be also performing on stage with the symphony, and even in our time, we won't be able to serve anybody birthday cake. because of the CDC guidelines, and masks will be mandatory as everybody enters and leaves the building. So we are being cautious. The community center is working very hard in helping us with that. And the October concert that we have was received very well. People are really ready, not only the audience, but also our musicians. Everybody is really ready for some live music and entertainment that they can come to and enjoy.
Yeah, no, we all miss, you know, that part of everything. We just need to be really careful, and it sounds, and I know you guys are, and, you know, obviously getting as close to normal as we can while making sure everybody's healthy and well is really important as we navigate through this. And I know, yeah, it's the same thing we've been doing here at the dealership all along, of course, you know, just trying to take care of each other and take care of our customers, be there when you need us, and it's the same thing with the symphony and all our wonderful arts organizations in Bartlesville. I know it must be a real struggle to maintain the funding you need for your operations. And, you know, I know the artists themselves are, you know, don't really, you know, make money doing this. So it's this is a labor of love. And what you guys have done for 63 years in our community is so valuable in a small city like we have.
Yes, so you find if you can't do it one way, you're going to find another way to do it, but you will get it done. And that's what we're trying to do, even with our fundraisers and everything else that we're looking forward to later in the season instead of now. You have to be cautious, but you have to march through it.
You have to move
and,
on, yeah.
Yeah, all the performing arts nonprofits here in Bartlesville and all around the country are really having a hard time. But we're making do, and we have to just find another way to do it, but we're doing it.
That's great. And I know there's what else is going on? I know last year we had been sponsors of the Carnegie Hall program that you brought in for the school children and access
yes,
them.
Yes, and we're doing that again, of course, in another direction. We will be putting that on because it would be a shame for this one fifth grade class not to have the experience that their peers had before them
right.
and will have after them. So even though the schools are opened, it's very hard because they're not having any field trips.
Right.
So we can't bring them to us, so we're going to go to them, and we're going to be doing a virtual recording. And the teachers have their training booklets already, and they're preparing their students, and we're going to be doing it.
Cool.
It's just a different way of doing it, that's all. Everybody has learned, everybody knows the computer, and of course the teachers, they live on their computers with their children now, so...
Well, they're all doing that more and more, and we're all getting used to Zoom meetings and Zoom concerts and,
and so,
all that.
That's how we're moving forward with it.
When does that start, or is it going?
That
how
will
does
be
it
ready
work?
The beginning of February, hopefully
okay.
on February 3rd. It will be recorded February 3rd and 4th, and it would be out to the teachers soon after that.
Yeah, and so people who don't know, normally you bring the students to you and tell them about what normally happens.
What normally happens. We usually have anywhere from 15 to 1,700 students in the Bartlesville Community Center. And what the teachers
all
are doing
graders.
Now, yeah, what the teachers are doing now, and you were kind enough, Dungis was kind enough to sponsor all of the bus travel for those students. And that's a very big undertaking, and we thank you for that greatly. What we did was bring the students into the community center, and they played along with the symphony. Some of them sang, some of them played instruments, but it's interactional. Everybody, they work with the symphony. They're not just sitting there listening to music, they're a part of it, which makes it more exciting for them. And they'll be doing the same thing, but only on Zoom.
That's great. What a great program. And that's a great that you can carry on and adapt to what's happening now, just as we all have.
Yeah. So. I also want to mention that our young artist competition is now in full mode. We're taking applications for our young artist competition. We have a $500 scholarship going with that for our winners, whether they play an instrument or if they're a vocalist. Mm-hmm. And they can go on our webpage into the education link and download the application and the rules and regulations. And that competition will be at the St. Luke's Episcopal Church on Sunday, January 17th.
Okay.
And it will be small, and of course, if you're not performing, masks will be, required. But, we're taking applications for that right now. And then the next is the Carnegie concert, and we're looking forward to that. And it's moving right along, and it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, and you mentioned the website, and how do they get more information about all this and find out about the symphony in general? What is the website?
They can go to our website, and that's at www.bartlesvillesymphony.org. And the Young Artist Competition, they can click on the education link. And to buy tickets, they can just look at what performances they would like to go to and click on those links, and it'll take them straight to the community center's website where they can purchase tickets, or they can go to the community center to purchase a ticket or make a phone call even, and their phone number is 918, of course, 336-2787, and their website is www.bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com. So tickets are available through us, through the community center, the Young Artist Competition, the Carnegie Concert, Bravo Beethoven's birthday party is next Saturday night on November 14th.
And they get those tickets, too, at the community center. And, and there's information on the website Karen just mentioned. So, outstanding. Love to, great to hear from you and all of the great stuff going on down at the symphony. And always lots of stuff going on there. I know, normally I get to see you at Rotary. We haven't been doing much of that lately, but we're getting. I went to I zoomed the last time we had a meeting, and you were on there too, weren't you? It seems like I saw you.
Yes, there's always Zoom. Unfortunately, it's not the same, but at least
it's not. I missed the gathering, but
but
I'm not sure yet if whether I'm quite ready to go in with and be around everybody. But we'll see. But it's a different time. Yeah, and we're still doing that out at the dealership, Tom. You know, it's we have really adapted a lot this year. One of the kind of surprising things to happen is the more and more of our business is in the service department and in sales is driven by appointment so it's really given us a chance to evolve the customer experience and really to work on time and making sure that we're ready for you when you get here and that we can really make it an efficient, what I call a seamless, transparent purchase process. It's faster, it's easier, really been working on that with our team, and they're empowering them with some technology that help them do that with you. And many of the salesmen now have pads that help them evaluate your trade. You can do that with them. You can use it to select and find the right vehicle for you, where you can see the, even some of our incoming units. I mentioned sometimes you can see the stuff that's leaving the factory and on its way to us. A lot of that's available there. They have access to that. We've got our great simple price online on the lot, on the showroom. It's always the same price. It just doesn't change for you. And of course, our excellent non-commissioned sales team. Our team is not don't get paid more for making more money on you. They get paid to take care of you, give you a great experience, and hopefully sell lots of cars. And so there's really no motivation for them to manipulate the situation in any way. And they really just want to serve you and make sure we get you the best deal possible and earn your business going forward. That's our approach with our team and what we've been focused on. And as I mentioned a minute ago, it's Toyotathon time, and we've got some big Ford incentives, too. Ford has got their year-end event going, too, which is built for the holidays and with a sales event. They're kicking off this week, too, with some great incentives, big rebates, and on Expedition right now. If you're looking for the large SUV, I've got $9,000 plus the big Dungeness discount there. I've got also 0% on a bunch of vehicles, Edge, Explorer, Expedition. I've got great lease values on a bunch of Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns, where you can get really low payments and not have a lot of upfront cost either. It's a great way to buy a car if you look to purchase a vehicle every few years and like to have a newer vehicle. We're also getting ready for a new product, Tom. We've talked a lot in the last few weeks about the Bronco and Mach-E that are coming.
Those
are right almost here. We should get our first ones before the end of November. These will be around for a while because we're going to have them for demonstration vehicles, so you can come check those out, and we'll let you know when they arrive. We've also got we're getting more and more information on the all-new F-150, which will be around later in December and January. The 2021 F-150 is a new from the ground up F-150, and we're getting glimpses of under the skin of the how this truck is evolving. It's going to be a really outstanding vehicle. It's got a lot of different powertrains, including a hybrid engine, the 3.5-liter power boost. A full hybrid engine we're really excited about, and I think it's going to offer incredible power spectrum and towing, plus an really great fuel economy for truck owners. And, of course, the F-150 is famous for its technology and the way that it works with people who work in their trucks and then who flex with their trucks so that they work and live their lives in their trucks and have their family. It's the same vehicle they go to dinner in on the weekend and drive around in the pasture or go to the oil field. It's got to be flexible, and there's going to be lots of that with the new Ford F-150. So we're really excited about that.
And you should be, because I got to tell you, the F-150, you see that all over the place. People have bought them through the years. It's been the number one selling truck for I don't know how many years in a row. Now,
yeah, a long time, almost up above 40 now, and still growing. And we'll fight to the end this year. I think we do have a pretty solid lead right now, but we'll of course fight to protect that, and that's something all Ford dealers are proud of, and we work hard on every year. Ford will start beating that drum here soon, I'm sure. and the incentives are strong too. I mentioned you've got some. I mentioned the other lines, but on F-150 we do have great deals on them too right now, and rebates up to $4,750 plus. You can get 1.9% and a $1,500 rebate. There's some trade assist money if you trade in a qualifying vehicle. So there's a lot of great deals right now on all the new Ford and Lincoln and Toyota vehicles. And of course, at Dungeness, you get the no-cost 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty just for purchasing your vehicle here. That's in addition to the manufacturer warranty. We put the special Dungeness Q-certified warranty on there. It's a nationwide warranty, good at any ASE-certified shop or a dealership all around the country. It's got other great benefits like roadside assistance and flat tire repair, lockout service, stuff like that. And it's at no cost to you just for purchasing your new vehicle at Dungeness. That's a great deal. And one of the things we hear from most from our customers is that why they purchase from us when we start asking.
It is a darn good plus, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we're real proud of that. And right now we've also got some rebates on special incentive programs, college graduate rebates, military rebates. There's those on all our different lines with Ford and Toyota. So come check all that out. We've got some different offers and discounts on our vehicles. And as I said, you can go right onto our website at DungeonsChoice.com and check out all the information right there online. And if you click the Explore Your Payment button, it'll take you right into a selection of where you can actually see what your payment will be. And you can toggle it based on your interest rate. Mm-hmm. You can base it on you can put your trade in there. You can play with the down payment. You can say, I want the lowest price or the lowest payment. So basically, you can go in there and do what the sales manager used to have to do when the salesman would go talk to him over there in the corner and then come back and tell you what they could offer you. So it's all right there online and transparent for you to make your own selection. It's really cool.
I can vouch for it.
To go in and play with it.
I can vouch for it. It's that simple. It
really is simple and intuitive. And Tom, we don't make you fill out give us any personal information to go in there and do that. A lot of dealers do require you to give your name and phone number, email address in order to go in there and get to the price or work the payment. Mm-hmm. And we just let you go in there and play that. We know you're going to reach out to us when you're ready. We just want to be there to serve you when it's time and get you the great Dungeness purchase experience that we've been known for so long.
Indeed. And it is that simple.
And, I mentioned the ease of going in there and playing with it. Another thing you can do it's called AutoFi, but you'll get to it on our website. So you can go right between lease and finance. And a lot of people in our part of the country don't really understand what a lease is, but this is a really interesting way to kind of get a concept for it, because you can play with it and put the term you want, the miles you drive a year, and your credit range in there, and actually build your own deal. And it's cool. We've had a lot of people playing with that and coming in and asking more questions about it. So I think that's something people are going to be interested in.
Indeed, it is quite popular in a lot of different places, and once you find out how simple it truly is, you're going to find out that it probably, in many cases, might be the answer you've been looking for when it comes to your transportation.
Well, it does really, I mean, usually it's going to lower the payment quite
a bit.
It is. I think I'm looking at an Explorer right now, and I think it's a good deal, but on a 60-month loan with a medium credit score and a little bit of money down, you're looking at a $700 a month payment on this Explorer. It's a fairly loaded one. When you go to the lease, it lowers it right down for 12,000 miles a year for 36 months, right down to $500 a month. So it gives you a sense of the power of time and your money that you really can't get just by coming in and shopping. I think it really does empower the customer and make the deal more transparent. That's what we've been trying to do, of course. I want to bring back Karen one more time. If she's still there, are you there, Karen?
I'm here.
Awesome. Well, tell us again about the event coming up, Beethoven's 250th birthday celebration, and the other stuff going on down at the Bartlesville Symphony.
All right, really quick. We're having our Bravo Beethoven Happy Birthday. That's next Saturday, November 14th. The concert starts at 7:30, so if you can get there about 7 o'clock, that would be fine. You'll go right to your seat. You can purchase tickets at the Bartlesville Community Center. Either call them or go online, or you can get them on our webpage, on our website. We're having our Young Artist Competition, which they can go on our website also under the Education tab, and that is for high school students in and around Bartlesville. They can be from anywhere, and they can go to our website also to upload the application and all the rules, and that's a $500 scholarship, plus the honor to play in our March concert with the symphony on stage.
Awesome.
Then, of course, we have our fifth grade Carnegie Link-Up program, which is February 3rd and 4th, which we will be sending virtually to all of the students in the Bartlesville area, northeast Oklahoma, from Pawhuska all the way to Nowata, up into South Coffeyville, down to Collinsville, and all the schools around. So that's going to be exciting as well.
That's so
awesome.
I love that program. I know that it's neat that you can get to all the fifth graders in front of the symphony, and it's great that it continues. Wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of the fifth graders, especially at that age, they see the fun of it, and they go on the following year, and they join orchestra, band, marching band, and they just take up an instrument. You know, they don't have to necessarily go on to symphony music, but it's music, and music stimulates.
Yeah, it's a spark and often goes through their lives, and
yeah,
it's a great thing. I know that's something we'd like to feature on the program, and glad you guys are able to continue that for over six decades here in Bartlesville. What a great, great program and a testament to our community.
Yes, it is. Bartlesville is a great community.
It sure is, Karen. Well, thanks for coming on the show this week, and thanks to everybody out there for listening again to Car Talk. I really appreciate all of you, and thank you for your business through all these years, and happy holidays to you all as we prepare to move into this Thanksgiving season, and be on the lookout for more news coming here soon. I think I hear some talk of turkey giveaway again at Dungis, and that may be in the works if we can find them. We're in the turkey gathering mode now, and So we're working on that. I know people remember that from last year, and we feel like it should be a holiday tradition.
And, Brad?
Don't throw them out of a helicopter.
No, we're not going to throw them at people. That was a TV show, yeah.
Brad and Karen, on that note, we're going to have to say take it easy until next week on Car Talk. Thank you.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON.